Vandita Atmasu Sadhusu
Vandita Atmasu Sadhusu
संगम न कुर्या चोचेषु योषि क्रीडा मृगेषु च तेष्वशान्तेषु मूगेषु खण्डितात्मसर्वासु संगम न कुर्या चोचेषु
Khanditatmasu.
Breath of self-realization.
Breath of self-realization.
Asadushu.
Asadushu.
Wicked. Sangam.
Sangam.
Association.
Association.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Kurya.
Kurya.
One should make.
One should make.
Socheshu.
Socheshu.
Hittable.
Beautiful.
Yoshi.
Yoshi.
Women.
Women.
Freedom Mrigeshu.
Freedom Mrigeshu.
Dancing dogs.
Dancing dogs.
And translation, one should not associate with a course filled with bereft of knowledge and self-realization is no more than a dancing dog in the hands of a woman. Wherefore, the restriction of association with such foolish persons is especially meant for those who are the line of the advancement of Krishna consciousness. Advancement of Krishna consciousness involves developing the qualities of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, intelligence, spiritual knowledge, simplicity, material opulence, fame, forgiveness, and control of the mind and senses. All these qualities are to be manifested with the progress of Krishna consciousness, but if one associates with a sudra, a foolish person who is like a dancing dog in the hands of a woman, then he cannot make any progress. Lord Chaitanya has advised that any person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and who desires to pass beyond material nations must not associate himself with women or other persons interested in material enjoyment. For a person seeking advancement in Krishna consciousness, such association is more dangerous than suicide. Text 35, the infatuation and bondage which accrue to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as that resulting from attachment to a woman or to the fellowship of men who are fond of one another. Wherefore, attachment to women is so contaminating that one becomes attached to the condition of material life, not only by the association of women, but by the contaminated association of persons who are too attached to them. There are many reasons for our conditional life in the material world. The topmost of all such causes is the association of women, as will be confirmed in the following stanzas. In Kali Yuga, association with women is very strong. At every step of life, there's association with women. If a person goes to purchase something, the advertisements are full of pictures of women. The psychological attraction for women is very great, and therefore people are very slack in spiritual understanding. And Vedic civilization is based on spiritual understanding, arranges association with women very cautiously under the four social positions. The members of the first order, namely Brahmachari, the third order, Vanaprastha, and the fourth order, Sannyas, are strictly prohibited from female association. Only in one order of the householder is there license to mix with women under strictly conditions. In other words, attraction for women's association is the cause of the material conditional life. Anyone interested in being free from this conditional life must detach himself from the association of women. Text 36, at the sight of his own daughter, Brahma was bewildered by her charms and shamelessly ran up to her in the form of a stag, when she took the form of a hind. Wherefore, Lord Brahma was being captivated by the charm of his daughter, and she was being captivated by Mohini, form of the Lord, specific instances which instruct us that even great demigods like Brahma and Shiva, what is due to the ordinary condition of soul, is captivated by the beauty of the woman. Therefore, everyone is advised that one should not freely mix, even with one's daughter, or with one's mother, or with one's sister, because the senses are so strong that when one becomes infatuated, the senses do not consider the relationship of daughter, mother, or sister. It is best, therefore, to practice controlling the senses by performing yoga and engaging in the service of Madana Mohan. Lord Krishna's name is Madana Mohan, for he can subdue the god Cupid or Lust. Only by engaging in the service of Madana Mohan can one curb the dictates of modern occupant. Otherwise, attempts to control the senses will fail. Translation, one should not associate with the chorus who is bereft of knowledge and self-realization and who is no more than a dancing dog in the hands of a woman. The infatuation of bondage which accrued to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as that resulting from attachment to woman or to a fellowship of men who are fond of women. At the sight of his own daughter, Brahma was bewildered by her charm and ashamed as he ran up to her in the form of a stag when she took the form of a lion. So, the previous verses were talking about bad association and the effects of that bad association. So here is the definition of that bad association. Who is asadhu or asat? So here that the person is called a fool or munda, ashanta, which is chorus or unpeaceful, agitated, etc. Socha, which means lamentable condition. And Yosha Krita Mrigeshu Mriga, which means the like a play animal for a woman. So in other words, people keep pets, like a pet deer or something like that. Now they have dogs, but they're Mriga. Technically, probably would be more like a deer, a pet deer that some princess keeps as her pet and plays with it. So, but this is the person becomes like a pet for a woman. In other words, a person who is under the control of a woman. So this is some of the bad association that can be harmful to a person who is trying to advance, not even in Krishna consciousness, but even advance in the material world according to the principles of Dharma. Dharma is one level of advancement, and bhakti is another level. They're not synonymous completely. So that is why Lord Chaitanya separates the two and he says, well, karma and all of this, and dharma, not so good. And even Krishna in Bhagavad Gita says, I'm not so much interested in dharma and karma and yoga and samkhya, jnana, and all these things, but I'm interested in bhakti. So, nevertheless, these are levels which are permissible in the scriptures. So they cannot be rejected. They are not as high as bhakti, but they are better than living like an animal. So therefore we have different levels of advancement. So one level is a level of dharma or karma, in which one follows rules and regulations, not specifically for liberation, but also for artha, dharma, and kama. Liberation also is there, but most people in the system are not striving for that so much as for the other three. That means it's more materialistically oriented. Therefore, ultimately it gets condemned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because at most they think of mukti, and mukti also is not the role of the devotee. Nevertheless, it is also good for the population to have principles of dharma, even though it is not recommended as a process for this age. So people should satisfy their desire somehow, let them follow the rules of dharma. So, even for those people, association with people like this is harmful. Why? Because these people do not follow rules and regulations. They do not respect the scripture. We see in the scripture that there are specific rules of what to do and what not to do. Some activities are sinful, some are not sinful, some are pious. So one is recommended to avoid the sinful and engage in the pious activities, the punyas. And then one is rewarded for that. So the person mentioned in this verse rejects this advice. And he does whatever he wants. and therefore he is a sadhu. And, of course, ultimately, he becomes completely controlled by his senses, and therefore he is ashanta. He is not peaceful at all. He's under the control of enjoyments. And here's this kandita atma, which means ultimately they destroy the atma, which atma cannot be destroyed. It's eternal. But at least they can destroy their consciousness of atma. In other words, they can be in deep ignorance about spiritual life. They cannot understand the difference between body and soul. So by doing all these activities, they further increase their ignorance. Therefore, they are lamentable in Sochya. So as I mentioned the other day, the origin is the ignorance, then we get identification with body and ahankara, and then we get gross body, and then we enjoy the material world. So that is exemplified by people like this. To counteract that tendency, we do have the laws of Dharma, Varnashram. So this creates a little bit of a balance so that people do not degrade. So that was mentioned here previously. And the person who gets the wrong association, then he will go to hellish condition. So one goes to hellish situation, situation by the association with such people as this, who are not interested in advancing or even living a productive life. They reject all knowledge and are completely in ignorance. So that association will do this. And among the different types of association, this association with the woman is considered to be very detrimental for spiritual life. And therefore, a whole section now is dedicated to explaining the dangers of being controlled by a woman. So it says in the next verse that the attachment to a man is attachment, his attachment to a woman, or to a man who is attached to other women, creates the greatest bondage. So I mentioned asat people yesterday. That was simple people. People who are materialistic. People who are atheists. Who reject the scriptures. People who are mayavadi, impersonalists. All these are called asat. So among them is the one who is the materialist. One who is the simple person. So among those type of persons, we have very prominently the person who is attached to a woman. So this creates some strong attachment. And why is it condemned? Because it creates great ignorance. So we see in the Varnashram system, the basis of that system is family life. Prabhupada mentions here that only one of the ashrams is dedicated to family life. The grihastha ashram. The other three are against family life. Why? Because the Supreme Lord and the sages have recognized that family life is non-conducive to spiritual development. And therefore we have three ashrams counter to the grihastha ashram. And so that again indicates the great dangers. However, at the same time, one cannot condemn the grihastha ashram because it is an ashram also. However, if the household life is not according to the rules of Varnashram, it's not real grihastha life, then it is condemned. So the brahmachari life is there, the grihastha life is there, and by the brahmachari life, then the grihastha is trained to control the senses because he has previous training as a brahmachari. So there's some safeguard there. And then there's many, many rules or regulations for the grihastha to follow. So this is some assurance that you will not become overcome by attachment, which is the warning given here. And so people who don't follow that system are likely to end up in this position where they are under this great bondage, attachment. This doesn't only apply to men, it also applies to women. Women are also attached to men, men are attached to women, so it goes both ways. But here, just the man is mentioned. So, in any case, that bondage is great bondage. What this means is that among, we understood that a sangha was very important because it influences a person so much. But what is, and then that sangha was based on friendship, close association. So, what is the closest association? In friendship. How does the man and the woman? And they get married and they live together for many, many years. So, that friendship becomes the great bondage. One will influence the other. Not necessarily bad, because if the husband and the wife, or either one or both of them, are proper examples, then they can influence the other and improve the other person. If both are bad, then it's even worse. It's the worst situation. So, nevertheless, that attachment is very strong, and it can lead to a lot of problems. So it can become a cause of bondage in the material world, birth after birth. So it is a strong bondage, stronger than the other types of relationships. And that is why it is singled out here as to be the most dangerous. One can see in history itself many examples of this type of bondage and problems that it causes. So, therefore, the warning is being given here that one has to be very, very careful of this. So, asat refers not only to associating with materialists, but also a man associating with a woman, which is not according to Vedic principles. He's also considered asat. That's asat association. Or, to develop friendship with a man who is following asat principles in relation to women. And then again, it's the same. So this is these are further examples of asat sangha. So one has to avoid all of this. What does it do? It causes bondage in the material world. It causes impulse for sinful activity, uncontrolled senses, and therefore increased ignorance, which means no understanding that actually we're not the body at all. So this increases the bondage in the material world. And this is a big problem. So this is something that goes on in the material world continually. And the bondage is so strong that every jiva who's here now had that bondage with no beginning. It is that strong eternally that one goes on in the material with such bondage. So that is the strength of the bondage. And it pervades the material world. Every single living entity has a material body, and its attachment to the material body is a desire for enjoyment. And then we see this desire for association between man and woman, and then that pervades all through. And therefore we'll see, even in the Devadatta and even in Lord Brahma, we'll find examples of that attachment. For example, here is given of Lord Brahma. And of course we have examples of Indra and others who were also controlled by women. So therefore this problem pervades the whole material world. And in this way the material world goes on in ignorance. So it has to be ultimately counteracted. So it is difficult to do that because of the continual conditioning of the living entity and identifying with the body and enjoyment of the material body. It is difficult to get out. And it's almost hopeless. And so the only process is to get the mercy of the Supreme. Supreme Lord through the devotees, and then we get our chance to get out of this material world. That is the only solution to the problem. Well, grasses who follow properly are also considered brahmacharis. If they follow the principles properly.
And even in the even though they did get renounced, they still can be renounced, isn't it?
Well, yeah, if they renounce, then they should become brahmacharis. But even if they have children, whatever, they are considered brahmachari in one sense if they follow properly the grihastha rules.
Maharaj,
you
have the male tendency is to dominate, that is what somewhere in Bhagavan was told. And the woman tendency is to lead. So if a woman becomes a devotee and a man is a sinful, and they get children and they get stuck up at one point of time in their life. There are many mothers who get stuck up like that. So in that case, again, that the shastra doesn't permit separation. So how those mothers can deal with that situation?
No. But we have examples, like we have the example of Kaliya and his wives. So it had demon husband. And they were devotees. So they tolerated the situation. Eventually Krishna was merciful to him. And then he surrendered. And they pleaded for his life. So one has to tolerate to some degree. Of course, there's also extremes where there we have a great demon husband. So in some cases, it may be better to separate. And like legally in the modern world, sometimes it's justified to separate because of the sinful nature of the husband. Maybe it may have to be done. I mean, no other way. At risk of life or whatever, it has to be done. If there is some possibility, then the wife should try to save the husband if possible. But if it is hopeless and it is very dangerous, then it may be necessary to separate also. But first, one has to try to rectify the person.
So the position of a woman is not very conducive because they are financially dependent.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, that's not so much so in the modern world, but it was previously. Now the whole situation has changed, so it's not quite the same thing. And that, of course, creates a little more instability in society also, because it's very difficult to apply the same rules because the same conditions don't apply. So maybe one says easier for that in the modern world because a woman is not so dependent on a husband. So maybe possible that she can survive without the husband if the husband is so bad.
Brahmacharya ashrama, one practices sense control. Whereas Brahmacharya, they practice sense control. In the grahastha ashrama, there one is allowed to have amount of enjoyment. And in the sannyasa ashrama, someone is supposed to renounce. But what is the need of the vanaprastha ashrama in between there?
It is a gradual process of detachment.
But the person has already practiced in Brahmacharya to control the senses.
No, not enough. So we should become detached from his children. And therefore the husband and wife leave the children and go off into austerities. So they become detached from the children, detached from the house, detached from the properties, detached from the luxury. If they've had some attachment. Maybe they don't. But nevertheless, some sort of precautionary measure is taken.